Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Please Lead Me, Lord, based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 19, verse 8 and 9. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Then the nations set against him on every side, from the provinces, and spread their net over him. He was taken in their pit, and they put him in ward in chains, and brought him to the king of Babylon. They brought him into holes, that his voice should no more be heard upon the mountains of Israel. If we do not allow God to be our guide and to lead us into the paths of righteousness, we're going to continue to allow our carnal nature to drive our actions. And when this occurs, we are going to place ourselves in a position where God has to send us into captivity to bring us to our senses. It's important for us to remember that it's a very dangerous thing for those of us Christians who have walked in the path of righteousness and tasted the grace of God to turn our backs on God and to walk in the path of unrighteousness. When this occurs in our lives, we place ourselves in a position where the protection of God will no longer be with us. And when God removes his protection from us, we are placed in a position where Satan can do anything to us. This was the situation that the kingdom of Judah placed themselves in prior to being taken into captivity by the Babylonians. In Ezekiel chapter 19, verse 8 and 9, the word of the Lord said, Then the nations set against him on every side from the provinces and spread their net over him. He was taken in their pit, and they put him in ward in chains and brought him to the king of Babylon. They brought him into holes that his voice should no more be heard upon the mountains of Israel. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statement, and I quote, Thus he thought to establish his own power, but had a contrary effect. It did but hasten his own ruin. The nation set against him on every side to restrain and reduce his exorbitant power, which they joined in confederacy to do for their common safety, and they spread their net over him, formed designs against him. God brought against Jehoiakim's bands of the Syrians, the Moabites, the Ammonites, with the Chaldees, and he was taken into their pit. Nebuchadnezzar bound him in fetters to carry him to Babylon. They put his lion upon grates, bound him in chains, and brought him to the king of Babylon. What became of him, we know not. But his voice was nowhere heard, roaring upon the mountains of Israel. There was an end of his tyranny. He was buried with the burial of an ass. Though he had been a lion, the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. Note, the righteousness of God is to be acknowledged when those who have terrified and enslaved others are themselves terrified and enslaved. When those who by the abuse of their power to destruction, which was given for edification, makes themselves as wild beasts, as roaring lions and raging bears, and treated as such when those like Ishmael have their hand against every man, come at least to have every man's hand against them. It was long since observed that bloody tyrants seldom die in peace, but have blood given them to drink, for they are worthy. End of quote. I pray that we will continue to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us so that we will not find ourselves in the same position as the kingdom of Judah. You see, my friend, when we allow God to lead us, we are sure that our carnal nature will be put to death so that our actions will continue to be in accordance with the will of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word again. A timely reminder that we need to place ourselves in a position where you lead us and take control of our lives. That way, our actions will be in accordance with your will and will never experience what the people of God experience because they walked away from you. Bless us today in all our activities, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.